I'm here now with David Procopio, VP Marketing and Business Development with Rapid7, and David's going to tell us a little bit about what the company does.
Rapid7 is a security provider. We provide unified vulnerability management for financial institutions and credit unions, which means that we provide vulnerability scanning for web applications, for networks, and databases. We're also an approved security vendor for PCI, and our PCI compliance professional services, as well as our product offerings, are in some of the largest financial and credit unions across the United States and actually globally.
Good. So, Dave, tell us a little bit more. In a typical installation, you mentioned, let's say, credit unions. Is this software-based? Is it an appliance? How does it actually work in with their current systems?
Right now, our product is offered in multiple ways. It's offered four ways. You can get it as an appliance that either sits in your DMZ or be in your network. You can also get software if you have available servers. You can also do a managed service or your own hosted service, which means that you can log on to one of our data centers and run external scanning. For a credit union, typically what we'll have is we'll have one centralized web-based console that sits within somebody's environment and can be accessed by all levels, everything from the CIO all the way down to the security administrator, even operations teams. And then most companies or credit unions would actually put a what we call a scan engine within their environment, within their network, or as we're starting to see more and more today, within each of their extended branches. So that allows somebody to actually have a holistic view of their security vulnerability across all their branches as well as their internal corporate networks.
Okay, well, one more question for you before we go. I've been asking all the people I've been interviewing. You know, we're at Gartner. It's supposed to be, you know, what's information security going to be? You know, what are the issues 5, 10, 15 years from now? What do you see? What do you see as the trends or, you know, any kind of foresight you can give us?
I think for sure we're starting to see the two things. We're seeing what we call targeted attacks. So there's targeted attacks against credit unions, banks, financial institutions, investment banking, insurance. So we're seeing a lot of that come around today. So targeted attacks are a lot more expensive. They're actually hackers or exploits that want to make money. We're actually seeing organized crime now targeting different types of financial institutions. Years ago, we used to have what we call, you know, the hackers used to be some kids sitting there trying to disrupt technology. Let's say it's an iOS service, take down web applications. But with all the latest ones that we've had, all the latest exploits, they're targeted towards that organization. And it has nothing to do with a disruptive coworker or somebody, or a consultant or anything like that. Now it's just organizations that actually look for these vulnerabilities on websites within networks and exploit those. And you can do those as easy as a Google search. That's one we're seeing targeted. The second one that really scares our customers and ourselves is what we're seeing is automated vulnerability, which means that lately there was a SQL injection that actually targeted over a million databases worldwide and actually allowed people to put exploits within those. And what it is, it's automated. It's run by software that actually goes out, searches through Google for these types of vulnerabilities and exploits them automatically. So we're seeing automatic vulnerabilities so that you don't even have to do anything and you're seeing those. Now, that could be something that's in your branch. It could be on your web application. It could be on a laptop. You know, we're really seeing this automated. The only way to get through that is to make sure that you scan daily, weekly, whatever it is for those vulnerabilities. And then what we call remediate them or patch them. Without doing that, then anybody's going to be insecure.
Okay. Once again, David Procopio with Rapid7. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, I want to add one more thing.
Go ahead. Okay.
Years ago, we used to talk about it. I used to talk about security about 10 years ago as a kind of a cat and mouse game, which means that, you know, it was always the cat. Security people are trying to catch up to the mouse, but the cat never really caught the mouse. It, a little bit different today is more of we're starting to see it's not so much more a mouse. It's really more of a disruptive. So if you want to take it in an animal analogy, we're seeing these guys being more of like a snake where they turn around and they actually go out and they'll do targeted hits, that precision hits that can really disrupt an organization and take down that organization correctly. And now what security is, I think that's what we really need to kind of build on is, you know, what type of animal can stop the snake from attacking their business.
Very good. Very good analogy there. Okay. Once again, David with Rapid7.
Thank you very much.